It's legal in every state now for same-sex couples to marry, thanks to a recent Supreme Court ruling. It didn't have a huge impact in Washington and Oregon, where same-sex marriage is already legal, but Idaho's state constitution still has a gay marriage ban on the books. So how is the U.S. Supreme Court ruling affecting Idaho? To find out, we turn to our Idaho correspondent, Jessica Robinson, who's been covering the issue. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what's been happening in Idaho since the Supreme Court decision?
Right, well, this is a very different situation from Washington and Oregon. In Idaho, there was a federal court ruling, and the governor fought it. He tried to uphold the state's voter pass ban from 2006. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals eventually, in October, ordered counties to start issuing licenses to same-sex couples. But even after that, the governor continued to pursue the case, hoping that he would win at the Supreme Court, which, of course, went in the other direction. But even while this very public fight has been going on, there have been a lot of changes happening behind the scenes that have gone mostly unnoticed. The same-sex spouses of public employees, for example, in Idaho, have started getting health insurance benefits through the state. And the agency that handles this isn't even sure how many couples they're now covering because they say that they just consider all the marriage licenses the same.
Tell us more about this federal ruling in Idaho from just last week related to the Supreme Court decision on same-sex marriage. I understand the case involves with a veteran.
Yeah, so this is Madeline Taylor. She's a Navy vet, and she had asked the state to be interred in the state's veteran cemetery with her wife's remains so they would share a spot there. And at the time, she was told no because Idaho didn't recognize them as being married. That changed in October when same-sex marriage started happening in Idaho and the cemetery agreed to give her a spot. But Taylor still pursued her lawsuit until she won it last week. And she said she did that because she wanted a judge's signature on the case so the state couldn't change its mind in the future.
All of the work that we're doing now to change the laws and everything is for the next generation. It's going to take generations before people are settled down and, how do I want to say this, totally integrated.
So that kind of gives you an idea of where she feels like Boise is at compared with places like Seattle or Portland.
So what kind of impact will the Supreme Court ruling have on gay rights in Idaho?
Well, that's the big question, is what the situation means for the politics of it, because this is a situation where the courts ordered it, where Idaho was forced into something, where they didn't choose it. And so is that going to make conservative lawmakers more or less inclined to enact more gay rights? Gay rights advocates in the state have been trying for years to pass some anti-discrimination legislation, like the laws that Washington and Oregon have. And so gay rights advocates are saying that now in Idaho you can get married over the weekend and then fired on Monday for being gay. But conservative lawmakers in Idaho are saying that they're worried about cases like the Arlene's Flowers case in Richland, Washington, or the Sweet Cakes Bakery case in Oregon. And these, of course, are cases where business owners refused to serve same-sex weddings and were then fined by the state under these anti-discrimination laws. So you could see a situation in Idaho where lawmakers go in a different direction and try to protect businesses like that.
Well, you can change the laws all you want, but that doesn't necessarily change people's minds. What's your sense of how people in Idaho feel about this transition?
Well, Idaho remains definitely a very conservative place, but at the same time, it hasn't been immune to all the changes happening on this issue in the country as a whole. This past January, there was a poll taken in the state that asked people whether they thought it should be illegal for employers and landlords and businesses to discriminate against people for being gay. So this gets back to that discrimination law we were talking about. And 67% of Idahoans said, yes, it should be illegal to do that. So, and then also more than a dozen cities in Idaho have created their own local ordinances that make it illegal to discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation. And then just anecdotally, in my own reporting, you know, there has been a change that I've seen just in the last few years. And when the Supreme Court decision came down, I was surprised by the number of people, just when I was walking around Coeur d'Alene talking with people, I was surprised by the number who said that even though they had mixed moral feelings about same-sex relationships, they didn't think that the government should stop couples from marrying.
Interesting. So what's next in Idaho?
Well, what's probably going to happen is it's going to be in the next legislative session, and the Republican leadership has been working on some legislation in Idaho that will be, they say, kind of a compromise between what the gay rights advocates were proposing for an anti-discrimination law, but also balancing the religious liberties concerns. And they're trying to come up with something that they say will make it illegal to discriminate, but could also have some carve-outs for certain businesses, like in the wedding industry, and also making sure that religious institutions aren't bound to recognize same-sex relationships.
Jessica Robinson, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Jessica Robinson with the Northwest News Network.